South Dakota's Secretary of Tourism says you should take Friday off. It's National Travel and Tourism Week, and state officials are seizing the opportunity to lure people away from their desks and into the wild. They also celebrate South Dakotans who promote tourism in their everyday work. SDPB's Keely Bultina shows you a few faces in this next audio piece.
Workers at the South Dakota Department of Tourism have a long week promoting their industry. Secretary Jim Hagan says an expectation remains. Employees should use their paid time off.
And when you take your vacation time, unplug. Get off your cell phone. Stop doing your work emails. Just totally get into a place where you don't have to worry about any of that. And for those employees of ours who are doing it, they are coming back refreshed, ready to go, excited to tackle their next project. So we're seeing it firsthand in the Department of Tourism that it really does work and it is making us more productive.
Hagan is backlit by the gleaming sun bouncing off rushing water at Falls Park. Hagan admits travel contributes coins to state coffers. He says it also promotes family time and offers people space to experience their world. The tourism leader says travelers rarely encounter travel officials. He says people always meet individual ambassadors for the Rushmore State.
Whether you're a hotel clerk and at the front desk, or you're working here at the visitor center at Falls Park, or you're someone who is cleaning rooms in a hotel, it doesn't matter what you do, you're the ones who make this all happen.
Hagan's department recognizes 11 South Dakotans for promoting the state in their everyday work. They're called South Dakota's Faces of Travel. Jeff Van Meteren has one of those faces. He's a regional park manager in southeastern South Dakota. Van Meteren works in nature.
Part of my job is to promote camping and outdoor recreation. And we want to bring as many visitors as we can here. We try to do that in a respectful way where we don't overcapacitate things, bring too many people in, but we're constantly developing and expanding new areas, and the beauty of that is the demand is almost unlimited at times. We just can't build enough facilities for the folks that want to come here and enjoy it.
Van Meteren says that includes canoeing on rivers and camping in state parks. He says it expands to fishing and hunting.
Bruce actually got me into bow hunting many years ago, and I have enjoyed that as well throughout my life. But what I like about our state is I like to do things for a period of time, and then I switch gears and do something else. And the cool thing is there's all kinds of variety in our state to do that.
How is he at bow hunting?
You know, from what I remember last, he's not bad. He's, like I said, you got to respect your elders. And actually, I think I'm older.
Bruce Cull runs the Field Archery Association in Yankton. It's a national headquarters, and Cull brings big tournaments to the state.
World championships, all the way down to state championships, and it's been recognized now, and over the years, I think it's recognized by tourism as sports tourism, which it really has been. You know, the economic development impact is huge. The number of people, the cultural diversity that communities see, it's been awesome.
Cull is another face of travel, even though his job is not explicitly attracting people to state land and sites. He says he wants to bring visitors to the Great Plains because he loves South Dakota.
I deal with people, a lot more people internationally than domestically. And when they go Yankton where, or they go South Dakota, that's all the Dakota territory, isn't it? Once they get here, the job's done. When they see what our state has to offer, it's second to none, in my opinion.
South Dakotans can encounter adventure in their own backyards, according to Tourism Secretary Jim Hagan. He says adventure awaits, and it just won't be a week spotlighting travel if he can't get in one more plug for leaving work behind.
I'm not saying you have to take a week to begin with. Just take a day or two and unplug and just explore South Dakota.
Take Friday off.
Take Friday off. Yeah, why not?
You heard the man. Now, to find that vacation request form. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Keely Bultina in Sioux Falls.
And South Dakota's latest numbers show the state is on track to meet or exceed last year's tourism growth in most areas. You can view that data on our website. Visit sdpb.org. Thanks to Keely Bultina for that piece. And thanks also to Gary Ellenbolt this hour.